Okay, we are the Siman Kuf Chav Beis. Last we learned Siv Dalid, and I discussed the main theme of it, but I left out one small, maybe not so small aspect. Let's just learn Siv Dalid again. Siv Kuf Chav Beis. Kedera Habalua Mebasa B'Cholav. We said this last week that once a kedera is aser. Im kadem sha'ava laila echad chamu baba mayim kufraf beis lahamad. If before night passed, they heated up water, chashu kilu chazam nisbasho baha iser. Now, we discuss chaticha nas nevela, that if you have a pot that's belay abasa b'chala, so you have to wait 24 hours, it becomes eina b'nyayimai. If you cook water, let's say you cook possible challah at 8 a.m. and you cook water at 8 p.m. You have to wait 24 hours from 8 p.m. Because since the water was chaticha nas nevela, the water was made and it became nevela, so the bliya is refreshed, and you need a new 24 hours of reina ben yaymai. And even though the mechaber shita is that we only say chaticha nas nevela but possible challah, which pas just means milk into meat into milk. But the Shach said in Sukkot Sechent here in the parentheses that the Mechaber is maskim that Fasa B'Cholav into a third thing, Midrabanan, we say Chaticha Nas Nevela. So that was the Sif which we learned last week, and we wondered why the Ramah, who normally argues and says Chaticha Nas Nevela B'Shari Surim, why he does not say it here. There's one other point. In the halacha of Eina ben Yaimai, we are all accustomed to the idea that you need 24 hours for a bliya to become old, to become Eina ben Yaimai, and that's the way we work with halacha all the time. However, if you learn Masechtas Avodah Zarah with Rashi and Tosfos, the sheet of Rashi and of Rabbeinu Tam is that linas lailo pegemis. You don't need 24 hours. An overnight period is enough to make a bliya pogum. We do not paskin like Rashi and Taisis. We paskin like the Rambam, the Rif, and the Rosh, who require a 24-hour time period. However, if you're medayik in the language of the Mechaber here, Mechaber says the same thing in the end of Siman Kuf Gimel, you'll see that the Mechaber means to be makel by chaticha nas nevela, and to rely on Rashi and Rabbeinu Tam. Look at his language. You see the language of Mechaber? Kedera b'lua mebasa b'chalav. Im kaidim sha'avar laila echad chamu b'bay mayim. See his lashon? Says he doesn't say im kaidim sha'avar meis leis. Im kaidim sha'avar laila echad chamu b'mayim. Before one night passed, you heated up water. Then, when machmir, that the water is nas nevela, it refreshes the bliya. The Mechaber means to say that if it did pass in overnight, you could be simech on the sheet of Rashi Rabbeinu Tam in a case of chaticha nas nevela into water, which is at most a drabanan, and there we're makel. That's what the Gra in Sifkat and Yud Gimel explains. Yud Gimel, the sma kos of the Yesha b'chalken hazeh. There's a sheet that holds that basa b'cholav into water. We don't say chaticha nas nevela. V'das Rashi v'Rabbeinu Tam dechol shavu laila echad seina ben yaymai. V'afagav doy kaimel kavasayu. Even though we don't pass like Rashi v'Rabbeinu Tam, b'kol makim b'kaygav no yishlo chamalai yishlo smay chalayu kimin yesh mekilim kenal. So here we have the one place, it's actually two places, but exactly the same halacha, where Rashi Rabbeinu Tam are brought, that an overnight was Saimach on a tziruf of two sheetis. This is, a classic case of being mitzarif two snifim. The sniff of chati, you don't say chati chanas nevela by shari, by into water, with the sniff of Rashi Rabbeinu Tam, and that is the kula here in Sif Dalet.
Okay.
It doesn't answer that question. That last week I mentioned that there are those who say the Ramah is Maida here, and those who say that he argues and relied on what he said earlier. Sif Hei is a heter that's known as the Rashba's Heter. It's in Taruvis, the last sif in Samin Tzadik Tes. It's one of about a dozen shitas that we constantly use in halacha as a tziruf halacha l'maisa. This is the Rashba of Mishtamish B'Shefa. Let's see it inside and I'll explain it. Isser Muhit Shenivla B'Kli Shedarkai Shaloy Lehishtamish B'Ay Beheter Muhit. A small amount of Isser that's Balaya into a Kli, and the normal use of that Kli is with Heter, is not with Heter Muhit. Not with a small amount. So you have a soup pot. So a soup pot, you normally use a lot of liquid in it. And a spritz of cheese or milk went onto this pot. Now, when you're going to use this pot, you'll always have shishim against the milk. But mevatlinis lechatchila, you can't lechatchila be mevatliniser. The Rashba holds that in a case such as this, where isem muet nivla b'kli shedarkai shaloy leishtamish by beheter muet. The derech is never to use it with a small amount in a way that it would give time to the heter. Kedei sheyishtam shubay, the connected the amount that they're going to use now, like a big pot, a barrel, or something like that. Hare zemutal leishtamish by lechatchila afal pishu ben yaymai. You're allowed to use lechatchila, even though it's a ben yaimai, lefisha ef shalavi l'day nesines tam. We're not worried that it'll ever come l'day nesines tam. Avol, imu klisha mishtam shabai b'dava mu'et kamei kaira, ki yaitzeba. If it's a keli you normally use for a small amount, also l'shtam ishba, you're not allowed to use it now for a large amount, sheim avat l'nes lechat chila, afil isa mu'et, afil isa b'lua. If it's a keli that you sometimes use with a small amount of heter, like a frying pan, and has a spritz of milk, or iser, so now you can't use it even with shishim because they have avalin isla fatchila. But if it's never the derech to use it with a small amount, if it's always the derech to use it with a large amount, that's called the mishtamish b'shefa. It's used with a large amount. The Rashba holds that there's no din of aim avalin isla fatchila. This is a chiddush in the rule of aim avalin isla fatchila, and it's a if you use the chatchila, the normal way you use it with a large amount of liquid. So according to the Rashba, you're never going to have to kasher a supat for a spritz of milk, because if you cook milk in it, you have to kasher. But with the spritz of milk, which is what happens in people's homes, you're never going to have to kasher it according to the shita of the Rashba. This is the Rashba shita mishtamish b'shefa that it's mutter. Philip ben Yoimai. So look at Shach Gimel here on the second side. Harry Zemuta, Vahrova, Turisigu, also, Vechem Posek Habacha, Ein Sham. He says there are those who argue. The Taz in the end of Simin Tzadik Tes has a long Taz in which he likewise argues with the Mechaber. So we have here the Mechaber and the Ramah against the Shach and Taz. Tough Machlaikis. Mechaber Ramah say that you can rely on this Rashba. You can be Mishtamish B'Shefa. And you don't have to kasher it. And the Shach and Taz say nothing doing. If it has a blia of milk, even a mashahu on a fleshika pat, you always have to kasher it. Eim evatlin isa lechatchila. Except the Taz says, if it's a davar ha-plagim. If the blia is something that doesn't taste good with, let's say, meat. What tastes bad with meat? Chocolate milk. No? Chocolate milk tastes good. Never tried it. But let's say chocolate doesn't taste good, so you have a blea of chocolate milk, so then it's a davar ha-paygin, then you could be made. Halacha l'maisa, that itself is hard to rely on, because how often do you have a davar ha-paygin? So that's the million-dollar question. Could we say that every eina ben yaymai is a davar ha-paygin, and we could rely on the Rashba by an eina ben yaymai? The Yad Avraham, in his notes on Simit Tzadik Tes, says, yes, you can be mekel with any Eina Ben Yaimai. However, there are Chayokim, I think the Prima Gadim argues with it. Again, we're talking about something that's going to have Shish. But Eina Vatlan is Lechatchila. So the Rashba is no problem. The Shach and Taz argue. So we're going to rely on the Rashba in a case of an Eina Ben Yaimai. And that is a Machlaikis HaPaiskim, the Yad Avram, and the Archa Shulchan, the Gilyam Arshah Mekel, sounds pretty strong, no? Archa Shulchan, Shleim Eger, and the, but on the other hand, the Prima Gadam and the Chachma Sadam HaMachmir. So it's a little hard. The Shachan Taz. Oh, so he brings the Ra'ah and the Torah. The Ra'ah always fights with the Rashba, right? That's the Torah Sabayas and the Bedek Abayas. So the Ra'ah and the Ra'ah and the Torah, they...
The food's no Shaila. Everybody's worried the food's okay. So the Shaila pops.
The food is okay, except that we can't say, if you did it with Chilla, we can't say, in the Ra'ah and the Torah, Chilla. Right? We can't say. The voice guys say anything else like to be. It's true. The issue here is how to paskin. Rav Palm said when we learned this that it's hard to be machmir on Eina Ben Yaimai. Why? Because Saif Kol Saif, it's only an Eina Ben Yaimai. And there is Shishim. And you do have the Mechaber Ramah. And the Oisrim, the Shachat has only asking Lechat Chila. They're not asking B'diyavid. It's Eina Ben Yaimai. And it's Shishim. So even though we normally, when you have the Shach and Taz, Prima Gadim, and the Chachmas Sadam, like you really can't be Mekel against that. Shach, Taz, Chachmas Sadam, Prima Gadim, that's heavy, you can't really be Mekel. Rav Palm said that it's only a Machlaikis about a Lachatchila. It's for two reasons only a Lachatchila. It's Eina Bin Yaimai and it's Shishim. So the way he told us was that Hamachmir Tovel of Bracha and a Mekel is Yesh Layami Lismach. It's hard to say that you can't rely on a Machlokes on Lechat Chila, on the Mechaber Rama.
What's the Lechat Chila case?
I have the pot in my house, and I have to kasher it. And then it's a Reish spritzed. I want to cook chicken soup. It's a big pot. I don't have a pot to kasher. It's not easy for me to kasher it. Yeah,
Lechat Chila. But
if it's sometimes not used with shishim, so the Rashi himself is not.
The question was, if it's Eina Ben Yama, it should be.
So it can be Mekel.
And
Eina Ben Yama will Machmir. We're only being Mekel because of the Rashi. No. So if you, in your case, are using shishim, the Rashi is made, it's awesome. Because that's what the Rashi says here, that if it's a keli, it's sometimes used, not b'shefa. Even anybody we don't find to be Mekel. The question is, if you can rely on the Rashba by something that's normally used with Shisha. Always used with Shisha.
Normally or always?
Always means 99% of the time. Never means 100%.
Shefa means Shisha?
Shefa means always used with Shisha. What? The Shachin Taz, Pashto Samachmir. Taz says Pogum is Mutter, but the question if he meant a bliya that's pogum, or even the Eina Ben Yaimai. Well, we see the Prima Gadim and the Chafas Adam HaMachmer. That's what we see. Now, is Bittul Nisr? What about it?
What's the head of the Hagala?
Every Hagala? Right. What's the head to do Hagala? Because the bliya is going to go out. The total bliya is going to go out. Yeah, but I'm going to throw out that water. I'm not going to use that water. That I'm evaluating to this water, and this water I'm throwing in the garbage.
The Hagala. When we say I'm not going to have a look, somebody used it, and they call up the
rock. The evidence water.
So now, do they have to cash in a pack afterwards?
For next time. Any
so,
is that way with any Eina Ben Yaimai pad? Even if not without the rash.
Sometimes if you need to drink the mecha, you don't have to mash it. Always use the mecha 60 than what you drink.
But
then you only shishim your mouth. You shishim the isser that's in it. It's only if it's
not.
So if it's not isser, then you don't have to kasher it. We're afraid the mecha got hot water on in the... sink, yeah, the hot water. Now there is one great case that the Chachma Sadam says everyone will rely on the Rashba. Now the case is the following: for those of you who are my age or older, this came up a lot in the olden days. Today it barely comes up.
The olden days.
Remember, we used to have a chaynik on the blech. Once upon a time, we had a kettle on the blech. And that kettle got spritzes of cholent on it routinely. It would get a spritz of cholent. Sometimes the cholent will run under it. There's no rashba, you know, there'll be a lot of cholent. But we're careful. We usually put aluminum foil. But a spritz of cholent went on the kettle all the time. Now, the youngsters today don't know what it means to put a kettle, because what do you mean? Coffee you don't make with a kettle. You make it with a hot water urn or an instant pot. But the Chochmas Adam has a tshuva in the Binas Adam. If your spritz of cholent went on a chaynik in which you cook hot water, but you later mix it with milk, so he says that in a case where it's going into pariv, that's going to be mixed with milk, everyone would be sanach on the rashba. The whole machlokes whether to rely on the rashba is where you have milk on a kli and you're cooking meat in it. So the bli of the milk is going to go into the meat, and you can rely on bitlein vatlis l'chadchila. But where the bli is going to go into hot water, and it's going to be bottled. And now you're going to use the hot water for milk. So the Binas Adam says that in that case, we should certainly be able to rely on the rashba that you mishtamish b'shefa. And you could be saimech that you don't have to kasher it. He says, but you should wait 24 hours. It's not a hard thing. You wait 24 hours from the time that the bli went in. And after 24 hours, then you can be made. It's a case of naparnat, which normally would be machmir, but here with the rashba by naparnat, we could be made. So that's the 24 hours in the pot. No, the water doesn't help waiting with the water. It means the pot, you have to get the spritz of cholent, wait 24 hours before you cook water, and then use the water for cooking. Well, Shabbos, the Shabbos where it spritz. So that's it's always shishim. It's mishtamish b'shefa. So now, can I cook more water? I want the water is there already. You're right. I want to use the kettle for more water.
That is problem.
So that our Hashulchan also has a case that he says everyone will be ma'ida, but if you look at his language, it's not clear that that was saimachan. The case of the Aruch HaShulchan is, he says, maybe the Rashba is only talking in a case where it's possible to use the pot with less than 60. However, what happens if the spritz went so high on the pot that it's impossible to use the pot with less than shishim? Because if you're going to fill up water till that spot, it's always going to be shishim. So that in the place where it went, there's always going to be shishim in it. So there, the Aruch HaShulchan, he doesn't, his language is a teaser. He doesn't say clearly to be simach on that, but he says it's a svara that maybe everyone would agree in a case where it's efshur, except to be mishtamish b'shishim. And on that, it's also a big svara that it's going to be, the question is, does it mean the spashim and go down? To be in the spashit and go down. So you remember the Taz held that Mamanashach. The Taz held, we had a machlek shach and Taz by a spritz, like neged a righted. At the outside. The Taz held that whatever happens the first time is going to happen forever. The first time it went in, it was already bottled, and it's mutter. The first time it didn't go into the lower part, it won't go the second time either. The Taz had such a svara. The shach argued, but in this case, it would be a tzerif to be mekel. But at any rate, this is the Rashba's heter of Shefa. Lamaisa, when people ask a shayla to a Rav, usually they are tzirufim. Most cases, they are tzirufim. My son is learning Yeridaya. He asked me, what do you do? Everything, you know, all the, when you get down to the nitty gritty, so many things are totally b'machlaikis. I told him that most shaylas that a Rav gets asked is a case where you're mitzarif more than one shita. The Rashba, which itself, the Mechaber Ramah, Paskin like the Rashba, we're not going to be Semech on the Rashba alone, but with Tzirufim, we're Semech on the Rashba, and that's usually the case when a Rav is asked the Shah. Alright, I'll compare him, that is Sifhei, the Rashba's heter of Shefa. It's a naparnat. So you're not allowed. The Rashba, the Chafazan is talking about using the chaynik again now on Sunday, on Shabbos, when it spritz, the water is already mutter. It's bottled. But I want to go and use the lechatchila on Sunday. I want to cook new water in the chaynik. I want to put it. The chaynik, right. I want to use it now on Sunday or Monday. Okay, let's go out to Sivav.
You have 24 hours on that? From the spritz or from when you start using the water?
It'll be from the spritz, because after the spritz was already bottled b'shisha. Sivav. Sivav is the famous rule that stam kliya v'kechavim hei mecheska she'ena b'nei yayman. That a stam keli of a guy is ena b'nei yayme, which is a tremendous kula. You can go to a guy's house and he serves you hot water in a cup, so you're allowed to drink it. The water is kosher, it's water. And you're worried about his kelim? Chiddush. You could go to a guy and what? Bugs, yeah, assuming that you live in Queens. So stam keli of a guy is an ena ben yaimai, and you could be mekel. Obviously, this doesn't apply if you go into a diner where they cook every single day, but in a house where they don't use every pad every single day, you're allowed to rely that stam kelim ena ben yaimai lefikach amavin nishtamish ben kaidem hechsher atav shel mutter. Now, two things. First of all, the Be'er HaGoy Levav writes on the rule of Stam Kelim and Ibn Yayman, Muskim Me'apayskim Zulas HaRambam. It's just the idea. The idea is that the Rambam doesn't agree with this rule that everybody knows, Stam Kelim and Ibn Yayman. He says, Muskim Me'apayskim Zulas HaRambam. If you look in the Chiddush of Rabbi Kivager, he says also Rashi. So you have the Rambam and Rashi who don't agree with this. But lahalacha, we don't care. The Mechaber, Ramah, Shach, Taz, everyone paskins this way. And therefore, we paskin Stam Kalim of a Gaya Eina B'nei Yayman. Now, we're going to talk about why. Before we talk about it, I just want to forestall a question that people are going to ask. People are going to ask, why only a Gaya's Kali is Eina B'nei Yayman? What about a Jew's Kali? Goyim cook less than Jews? Well, maybe. But do Goyim really cook less than Jews? So the answer is that you're right. The next sif is going to say, just like Stam Kalim of a guy, you're Eina Binyayimai, Stam Kalim of a Jew, you're also Eina Binyayimai. So why make a fuss that Stam Kalim shall Akum is Eina Binyayimai? The answer is, by a Jew, you ask him. You go over to him, you ask him. This pot, you cook food in it, is a Binyayimai, it's not a Binyayimai. You can ask him. By a guy, the Shachin Tas say that we're not Mechuyiv to ask. So no, but our question, I'm explaining, 1 second. So that's why it usually comes up by guy that we have to judge Stam Kalim. By a Yid, we don't have to judge Stam Kalim. We ask him, we ask the Yid. In Achinami, if the Yid is... Yeah, 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 you have to ask him, what do you mean, Stam Azayit Ebi? I'm asking
it to me. We're
allowed to make it more hard, if that's the halacha. By a Yid, if you can find things out, you have to find them out. A Jew is Naaman. What? If he's not a Neman or a Chinami, it'll be the same.
So this is put cold stuff. Cold stuff.
So we're talking about using it now. Let me. What does it mean, Stam Kalim Eina B'nei Yayman? It does not mean you could take a guy's pot and cook in it. Why? Right. Because it's a Gazru Eina B'nei Yayman or Ben Yayman. You're not allowed to cook in Eina B'nei Yayman Trefa Kli. This doesn't mean you can use a guy's Kali. It means that once something is cooked in a guy's Kali, Stam Kalim Eina B'nei Yayman. You go into a timeshare apartment that Goyim use, and they have pots there. They ain't been a Yom and Kalim, but you're not allowed to use them unless you kasha them. Because Stam Kalim Akum ain't been Yomai is only a heter b'di'evet on food that was already cooked in the Kalim, the guy cooked. Masha'en Kain, a Yid, who's coming to cook, Gazu ain't been Yomai, Atum ben Yomai. So for us, this is only a nafkamina b'di'evet. Once the food was cooked already, it's a nafkamina b'di'evet on the keli, which is a keli of a guy. Now why? Why stam kelim ain't a b'nei yayman? So here there's a lumdis. Let's look at Shach Dalid. The Shach Kedarkei Bakaydish is hides a lot of lumdis in a few words. So let's look at it carefully. The first few lines of Shach Dalet. Hatam kaswa pais kim dav a svek sveika. The whole din of stam kelim ain't been a yaiman is a din of a svek sveika. Safik nishtam shubai hayayim ay esmail. It's safik if it was used today or yesterday. In other words, even if the guy used it today, maybe the thing they used is something that even if it was be'en would be paigim in the food we have today. Or maybe it was such a small amount that it would be bottle b'shishim. You're not allowed to cook lechatchila the guy's keli. The leka alachad esveika. There's shein ben yaima as lechatchila, because the gnei ben yaima is as. In other words, the heter of stam keli ben yaima is svek sveika. Suffik yes ben yaima, suffik ain't ben yaima. Even if it is a ben yaima, maybe what you cooked was either a davar hapogum or a davar that's batal b'shishu.
If it's davar hapogum, that's
if it's davar hapogum. So the shach in kufiyot is that it's kulachad asveika. Eina ben yaimai is the same thing as davar hapogum. So the shach answers that we don't say it's kulachad asveika when one suffix is matir more than the other. Eina ben yaimai is mutter in everything. All food is mutter. Davar hapogum is only mutter in those foods which is pagim. So he says it's still called a svek sveika. So akoparim, this is the svek sveika. Now, I want to just point out to you, nothing to do with halacha lemaisa, just in the lumdis, the shach really is hiding Ran and a Rajba here. The Ran, when he says Tam Kelein Ibn Ayyaman, he says the following svek sveika. He says, Safik, if what they cooked was pogum, and even if what they cooked is not a davar pogum, maybe it was less than a 60th kenega what you have now. He doesn't say the Suffolk ben yamim suffik ben yamim. It's a Suffolk davar hapogum. Suffolk, maybe it was it's batal b'shisha. The Rajma asks on that it's all one Suffolk. If it's davar hapogum or a davar hapotl, it's one Suffolk if it's nice and tam. And the Rajma says no, Suffolk ben yamim ene ben yamim Suffolk of hapogum. Because if the Ran was right, that it means a suffik davar apogum, suffik batal b'shishim, should be allowed to cook in it lachatchila. Because it's not a ina ben yaima oto ben yaima, even if it's a ben yaima, it's mutter. Therefore, the Rashba says that, like the way we have it, and the way all the Paiskim say, the svek svek is maybe ben yaima, maybe ina ben yaima, and tislaim ben yaima, maybe it doesn't give tam now. So that is the accurate svek sveka, the way it's brought in all the paiskim, although in the Rishayim, as I said, the Ran, the difficult Ran, that seems to say slightly different.
Why don't they mention now, Suffolk
Why do they mention maybe the guy cooked the davar hamutter and make another Suffolk out of that? I guess that's a good question. I mean, maybe if it would be a davar hamutter, it would be chatich nas nevela on the bliya of Isser, if the bliya was a ben yaymei. Maybe. That's a good question. Why don't they add that it's a suffer davar hamutter? Okay.
Do I rely on
Svek Sveika? Do we rely on a Svek Sveika l'chatchila? We don't put ourselves into a matziv of Svek Sveika l'chatchila. But once we're in the matziv, we want to eat the food, so then we're allowed to.
Run.
You should be allowed to cook. You should be allowed to cook in it, so that, I mean, you're l'chatchila putting yourself into a situation of svek sveka, which we pass that we don't do. Maybe the Ran of those Rishonim hold that it's mutter. I don't know. It's not for carrot. The Ran will be. Yeah, you say maybe the Ran holds that you don't do it lechatchila. That's why the Ran used that svek sveka. Okay. What? Right. Right. No, he was asking the Rajma's kasha on the Ran that if you have the Ran svek sveka, you'd be allowed to cook in the lechatchila. On that kasha, he's saying, but we normally don't put ourselves into svek sveka's lechatchila. The Ran had one suffix is davar apayim, one suffix is batal b'shish. He didn't say binyamin. Originally, no. When you originally no, cook, yeah, what you originally cooked would be batal b'shish while you're cooking now. That's the second suffix.
No,
Mevatlin is lechatchila. Okay, it's hard to know. If one suffik is, that'll be mutter b'di'evet, and one suffik is mutter l'chatchila, if that's enough to be mutter l'chatchila. You're saying, in the l'chatchila, I don't have a svek sveika. In l'chatchila. You'd be right. Okay. Okay, now, this iser is an iser maisa. It's an iser of an action. You're not allowed to cook in Eina Ben Yaimai, and it's not an iser in the food. The food is not aser. And by stam kelim of a guy in a ben yaimei, we say you're not allowed to use it lechatchila. But by a guy, you're not allowed to use it lechatchila. But once you used it, the food is a davar hamotah.
There's no knas.
No, we'll talk if there's a knas. We have to talk about that. If there's a knas, we'll get to. Just Ramesha has a very yisaidistik tshuva, which is one of those that Ramesha set up in the new American Shilas, which was makubal by, as far as I know, the whole world. They asked Rav Moshe the following Shilas. This is in Yeredeya Beis, Tshuva Mem Aleph. It's a Yisaidistik Tshuva for a number of reasons. It has to do with giving a hechsher on a plant. That case was a plant with a manufacturer margarine. But the Shilas was, if you're giving a hechsher on a plant that's owned by a guy, and everything belongs to a guy. The guy wants to sell to Jewish clientele, so he gets a hechsher. So the hechsher is now coming in, and they're doing a run. The plant makes treif, they're kashering, and they're doing a run for kosher. So they asked Rav Moshe, why do you have to kasher? Let's wait till the kelim ain't been a yayim. We'll go on Monday morning, if it hasn't been used for more than 24 hours. We'll cook. Whatever the guy cooks is mutter, because a guy who cooks in a kli, the food that he cooks is mutter. You can give a hechsher to it. Just what? Lechatchila, you're not supposed to cook in a keli ain't b'nei yayman. A guy isn't allowed to cook in a kli ain't b'nei yayman. What's wrong with a guy cooking in a keli? A guy doesn't have this iser. So why can't the guy cook in a keli ain't b'nei yayman, and then we'll give a hechsher on it? Now we're going to have momentarily that the Mechaber on the end of this sif writes, also loy melakum bashel yirekes bikteris sechi. Now tell the guy, cook for me in Eina Ben Yaimai. But I'm not telling the guy cook for me. The guy's cooking for himself. I'm just giving the heksher on the food. I'm a witness that the food is mutter. So Rav Moshe was asked why it's necessary to kasher. And Rav Moshe replied that Mi'ikar Adin, you're right, but Mechuar Hadavar, he calls it a not nice thing, to give a hechsher on food that's cooked in treif for kalim, that ain't even a yayman. And therefore, Ramesha required that the kalim be kashered. And that's the way we know. We kasher all kalim that are, as I said, ain't even a yayman, even though Goyim owned the factory, etc., as because of this chumra. What? Yeah, the Ravcha de Milsa, Ramesha mentions in the Tshuva, the Ravcha de Milsa, the first run, they consider, but that's for different reasons. I'll explain to you the first run in a minute. You're right, but one second. What?
Mechur, because the Chatzila, where you need a doctor.
Mechur.
Do I
understand Ramesha's Mechur is, you can tell people, I'm giving a hechsher, it's a trait for kalim, but I'm giving a hechsher because of this and this lamdis. Damoy nam doesn't know what you're talking about. Trait for, people know a trait for kalim is a trait for kalim, you know. I think he means that my understanding of Bechor Adava means that it doesn't sound like a right thing. That, okay, yeah, I leave it open to your interpretation. My understanding is it's a trait for kli. You're cooking a trait for kli.
No, you wouldn't want to eat from
against the Bnei Yisrael. Yeah, I guess so. I don't know if the Bnei Yisrael would say to get a hechsher on it. It comes out in yes.
And it's also important that this is going to be the regular process that they're going to do. Because if it comes out hechsher maruba, there's not a way to throw it out.
They have to throw it out, sell it without a hechsher. No, they have customers.
If it comes out in one run, something that's only muslim because it's hechsher maruba.
It's not so posh. Rabbi Kiveger said not. We had Rabbi Kiveger in Simulamites, I think it was, In Hilchos Treifus, he says that have simarubi, you have to tell the customers. It's have simarubi. What? Without tzerufin, we're not that way. We have tzerufin to be yisaymachan, we're medical. Most have tzerufin, it's tzerufin. Okay. We should be knowing that way, put it that way. The thing is this, that there's a big nafgamina that it's only mechor adavar. Nafgamina is to rely on the goy to kasher without a person giving a hechsher, relying that in cases where, for cleanliness reasons, they have a protocol which is an adequate kashering, where they have such a protocol anyway, and you want to rely on the guy's kashering without a mashgiach there. Now, it may sound to you, why not send a mashgiach? It may sound not such a big deal. It is a big deal. Because many of these plants are closed on Shabbos and Sunday. They're open Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. And they're going to kasher at the end of the day on Friday. Especially in the winter, it's not easy to get a mashgiach there, because when they finish kashering, it's going to be 5, 6 o'clock on a Friday afternoon, which, because of Shabbos, becomes a difficulty. Question is, could you rely on Akum in the Kiyusa Kapti, which we're going to have here later, could you rely on that for the guy to do a proper kashering? It sounds like from Ramesh's Tshuva, that if the kashering was Ikar Adin, you wouldn't rely on a guy to kasher. However, given that the whole thing is an inyan of mechor adavar, it's not something that's an iser mikra adin, so therefore we can rely on the kashering of the guy, not that we would trust the guy to kasher, but where they have to do it anyway, because as I said, the protocol is to clean it for health reasons, because you leave margarine over 2 days in a machine, it's going to breed
all kinds of stuff
that are problems in the next run. So therefore, and that they use a tziruf that the first run on Monday morning they do without a hechsher. We had a machlekes if you could kasher with other things outside of water, even though we don't seimach on it. For the Rav Chaimilsa, the first run on Monday morning of margarine or whatever it is they're manufacturing, they put out without a hechsher. And they assume that that's a Haggadah with the Mashgiach present. And that's right. Well, we wouldn't rely on kashering with margarine, but with a tziruf of the Friday kashering, so the Seimach on that. So that's an aspect, interestingly enough, where a guy's plant is more kuladik than a Jew's plant. A Jew is not allowed to use Eina Ben Yaima, Yata Ben Yaima. But a guy is allowed to. You can't ask it a guy. It's only a Mechura Adavar. So there we could be more makel in what we rely on. Now,
that's
kashering that's done on a ben yaima. Yeah, it's true. There, the kasher ben most plants. The kasher is how can you kasher ben yaima? It becomes nasa nevela and it asks it vaita. The answer is that the way most plants work, you have shishim against the blia. Now you'll say, how do you have shishim? No pot of shishim against the no contents of a pot of shishim against the kli. You're right, but here these plants are not pots; they're running pipes that are constantly moving, and what goes through the pipes is many times more than shishim against the pipe that's running through it. And to kasher in the way that there's more than shishim, that's what they rely on. If they use soap, a davar apaygim, it would also be okay.
Well, now, if you have
yeah, there's no shefa there because it's the whole kli, so it's not always shefa. It could be used.
All day running things.
Yeah, but the
all
right.
The
okay, maybe shefa. Right. Now let's look at the Ramah. I had a kasha on the Ramah that I didn't find anybody ask. I just didn't understand it. Look at the Ramah. Avol, the bottom line on the page of Sivav. Avolim chama mayim beklishal avikachavim. If you heat up water in a guy's keli, lolush behen pas, and you plan to use it to nido, osor lolush paisan mayim. You're not allowed to use that water. The ledava zeh mikri lechatchila. For that, using the water to put into your dough. That's a lechatchila. Hayov adayin loy hischil hanaasai, because it's not something where the hana has begun. Shloi hochmul l'shtia. It will be heated up for drinking. You go into a guy's house and he gives you a cup of hot water, hukmu lishtiya, so it's b'di'evet. But if you're taking the hot water and you're using it for making something into it, making dough, so there he says that it's aser, aval davish and aser b'shvilai, v'lai b'shvil davar acher, af b'shvil sholai v'kecham, Yisrael kainim imena l'chadchila, muta, d'ma'achet d'kfar nasa b'yarai v'kecham, v'mikri b'di'evet. But in general, something that's made for him, b'shvilai, v'lai b'shvil davar acher, was made for him to use and for no other reason, then, which means to drinking reasons, you shouldn't think he's saying that that's called l'chatchila, I'm buying it from the guy. No, once it's made, I'm permitted to take it from the guy. This is what it says. The thing I didn't understand here is the fact how you have a sfek sfeika by water. You have one sfek ben yemi and a ben yemi. Sef and sfek is maybe the food that was cooked is pagim in this. What's pagim in water? What food is pagim in water? I don't understand that. I understand that certain foods are pagim in other foods. Right? That was a sfek sfeika. One sfek, ben yemi and a ben yemi. Second one, even if it's a ben yemi, maybe last time you cooked chocolate milk and chocolate into meat is pagim. So that's very good. But by water, what foods are pagim in water? I don't understand.
It's like chocolate milk has a good taste, but if you dilute it so much, it
ruins the taste of the water?
Yeah.
Why would it ruin the water? Water is neutral.
It just doesn't taste right. It doesn't taste from chocolate. It doesn't taste from water. It just.
Okay.
It's funny. There's some things.
There. Everyone agree there are things that are pagim in water? Foods? If it is, then it is.
Even take a little
vinegar.
More.
Vinegar. Cooked vinegar. But the assumption is he cooked something edible. No, I mean, it might have been vinegar as an ingredient. But
even if you take wine, if you
if you have water with a very slight taste of some things, it doesn't taste good. Okay.
Maybe. That's what I think.
Okay. So perhaps that's what the Rama means. If you look at the top line of the Taz, he says this is where we're naig to buy a geizim of Ushalom and Evi Kechavim. People go in Manhattan buy chestnuts off on the street. So he says they rely the kelim on apnei yaiman. I don't know if it works for the chestnuts, huh? Is there oil on the chestnuts? Assuming there's no oil, what? Huh?
It's a grill.
The grill is a keli. So you're relying that the keli is ainu ben yaiman. If you see he has hot pretzels on it at the same time, you have a problem. But if it's just chestnuts, he says they were naig. The Shach in Kuf Yud Beis says this is where they're naig to buy paspalter from a guy. We had there the heter of paspalter. How do you know it's kosher? Maybe the pan. Now the bread in those days was all kosher bread because it was water and the flour. But the however the problem with the kalim, the Shach says we rely on stam kalim and ibn ayman. That we have here, that's how you're allowed to buy paspalter. Well, that's why they didn't ask her out afiyasakum, you're right. But what about the kalim being treif? So that we rely on stop kalim, not b'nei yayim. Avodava? It was made for him to consume and not to be made. He means for him to use. The language is not. No, we're going to see in the Bechaber now if it's made for the Jew. Even if it's made for the Jew. The Bishvilay Velashil Davaracha means it's made for the water itself. It's not made to be put into a dough. That's what this means. Yeah.
Rebbe, going back to the paspalter, why isn't that paspalter like a diamond? That's not a private individual. That's a commercial
establishment. So we're not giving a hechsher on it.
No, we said.
You're allowed to buy it. Well, Ramesh said, Bechur Hadavah to give a hechsher, but Ramesh doesn't argue with the Mechaber that once a guy cooks something, it's mutter. He only says, Bechur Hadavah to give a hechsher. Let's finish the Mechaber. Afal Pikein, Asa Laima Laiva Kechavim. One is not permitted to tell the guy, Bashali Yerokis B'tei Rasecha, cook for me vegetables in your pot. And he shouldn't say, make me a markachas. Markachas today is a pharmacy in Israel, but it means something made of many ingredients. If you tell a guy, cook for me, that's like cooking yourself. Ve'efshir shayidei harakachim sharum nim mutter. Shakala umnim miyachtin kelim nikiyim lamalachtan kedel shal yifkunu umnasan. Here he has a totally different heter. The heter that you can rely that the stam kelim are nikiyusa kapti, they're makpid on their cleanliness, and kedesh liyifku umnasam, that it shouldn't ruin their business. Ubal nefesh yachush advarim elu mevin leitarav nikiyus. Even though there's a heter that the goyim rely and segregate their kelim, he says ubal nefesh should be machmir, should varim elu bring to tarav nikiyus. That means the following. Somebody wants to be saimach on a svara that these kelim are only used for this. So he says, efshur, it's a funny mechaber, efshur, maybe you could rely on such a heter. However, he says, it's good to be machmir, shedvar melem evin l'day taras nikiyas. Now, the people who rely on the coffee machines, that they're segregated only for coffee, it's probably better than this, because the coffee machines are basically coffee machines. I don't know, you could use, theoretically you can make things in there, but basically they're clay cam that are made special for coffee. So mistan, that's what they rely on, and there's no taina mevinu de nikiyas because it's a davar bara. But aside from that, stamas are using kelim. It says not to presume that it's anikiyus akapti, that they don't that they never use it for treifas. They only use it for the kosher. It's not talking about sfeinu binyan. This is talking because sfeinu binyan, you now tell him to cook for you. Here you want to, here you now let tell him to do it for you. Do you want to tell him? So if you rely on anikiyus akapti. So this, which there's a difference of opinion, which we're machmir here in the shul, Rav Palm was machmir, not to use vegetables, let's say watermelon or cut up cantaloupe from a non-frum store, a gayusha store, because the knives are not becheskas, that they're not used for treifas. So many people, as I mentioned in the past, have this idea that they would never use the knife for anything else. It's not true. A guy who has a sandwich for lunch will use it, use the knife. But if Filuim Timtzalimer, that there's such a heter, at the very least, you have the Mechaber saying, Bal Nefesh Yachosh, Shadvar Melu Mevi, and Day Tarav in the Keys. The very least, the Mechaber says not to rely on it. And could be it's worse than that, it could be it's not worse than that, I don't know. But at the very least, you have that time. Now, we've discussed about using a coffee maker in a hotel room. The problem is that the coffee maker does have, there are flavored coffees. Now, the OU sent out a letter about using coffees in places like Starbucks buying coffee, and as I recall, the letter said that even though the flavored coffees are treif, but really, they don't brew flavored coffees. They brew regular coffee. And when the coffee comes out, there's a spritz of syrup that goes into the coffee, and that's how it comes out as a flavored coffee. So it's not cooked. So the cooked stuff, the hot stuff, is kosher. However, when people purchase flavored coffee and make it, if it's not kosher flavored coffee, then it would trafe up the kli. So that's the issue. Can you be saimech that a coffee machine was not used? So you go to the airplane where they don't serve flavored coffees. So you want to be mekel and use the coffee that they serve. So there's no time that they might use flavored coffee. The time there is on the machines where they wash it. And maybe it becomes treif. But I mentioned here in the past that I once flew to a wedding with Rebelsky, a wedding in Europe, and he drank the coffee. And he asked him about it. What? He drank the coffee. You want to know why? Ask him. He drank the coffee. I have mentioned this many times. Someone told me, I don't know if it's true, someone told me that he doesn't do it anymore. Now, I don't know if that's true about Elal, which at least is Lepanim, is kosher, but he flies plenty, but that he doesn't rely on it. I don't know if that's true or not. I'm just mentioning because someone in the Shia told me that. But it's better, because there they don't have flavored coffees. In the rooms, in the hotel rooms, I'm very misupik about it, because first of all, they give you, it doesn't always have a heksher. It doesn't always, the coffees they give you are not always, and the teas they have, the flavored teas, they give you coffees and teas, they're not always kosher. And even if today they're kosher, maybe 6 months ago they weren't.
Why
Unflavored coffee is not a problem. They usually have flavored teas in the hotel rooms as well. And sometimes it comes from the net.
The flavored teas are in tea bags.
If they're in tea bags, you're right. If it's not brewed, then it's not. Look, I'm not. I don't know. Lamaisa, in the rooms. If somebody wants to rely on the rooms, if it's a glass clee, you want to be mitzaref the fact that it's a question of glasses by Leia. So you know, maybe it's better. If that doesn't help for a drip. For a drip machine, it doesn't help because there it gets hot on top.
On top of
it's one thing if it gets hot in the kli, it's another thing if it gets hot in the machine. What's a tziruf? Flavoring is the time of Avida, isn't it? So I don't know. You know, it's Yidden don't use guy's kalim. It's like something that Jews. You don't use guy's kalim. I mean, the had to hear is only once it was already used. Now let's get to something that's more lemaisa. What about an Eina Ben Yoime Gebrocht or Kidney is Kaylee?
Gebrocht is really serious.
It's very serious. You have a lot of sons-in-law that have a mixed marriage and they go into a family. It actually does. I'll show you where. The question is, what about going to a house where I'm makbid, I don't eat kidneys, I don't eat gebrocht. I go to someone's house, he does. Here it says, also loyma loyve kechav and basha li yirekes b'kderesecha. Even it's ain't even yaymai. I'm not allowed to tell a guy, cook for me things in your keli, even though once you cook, it'll be ain't even yaymai, it'll be mutter. But I'm not allowed to tell him in the first place, cook for me. What about things that are totally in minig? Is it mutter or aser? On this, there's a shach, Shalaybim Kaimait, and it's Simon Kufyot Tes. It's a long shach which we touched on, the Chuvas Meral Bach that he brings, in Kufyot Tes, it's cut in Chaf. And the Meral Bach makes a difference between two types of minig. You'll tell me which Gebrocht is. The Meral Bach makes the following distinction. He says there are some in Hagim which are dependent on a machloikis lahalacha. Some shittas hold its mutter, some hold its aser. My minig is to aser, your minig is to be master. There are numerous such machloiksim that we have in Shulchan Aruch, where the Mechaber passes like the Rambam, he holds its mutter, and the Ramah passes like the Rishonim hold its aser. In that case, he said, I'm not allowed to tell the matir, cook it for me in Eina Ben Yoime Kli. Because I hold that it's mamish iser. If I hold its mamish iser, I'm not allowed to tell him cook it for me. He's not allowed to cook for me. But if he cooks for himself, once it's cooked, I can eat it. On a minig, which is minig hamakaymais, which is not because I hold it's an iser maker adin, but I hold that it's aser because ha'isa dava machmas minig avaisa v'bnei medinasai, shenoygen kein. So then, in such a case, he says, Yachal ha'oiser levashel lechatchila bekelev shel amatir she'ena ben yaymai. Now listen to the words. Yachal ha'oiser levashel lechatchila bekelev shel amatir she'ena ben yaymai. That means that if I would marry into a family that eats gebrocht, and I don't eat gebrocht, not only are they allowed to cook for me, I'm allowed to cook in their kelev she'ena ben yaymai, I'm allowed to cook for myself. Because his lashon is like kiblu aleihem aminig lahachmir kol kach. Now you might argue about gebrocht, but I'm assuming gebrocht ain't ben yaymei is mutter, which is not like chametz. It's like kidneys. It says ain't ben yaymei is mutter. Kidneys, what? Yeah, but kidneys is an earlier chumra than gebrocht. Gebrocht. It depends how you look at gebrocht. I don't say, but I my understanding is that kidneys is not more chomer than gebrocht.
Aren't they concerned and about chitin in the kid?
What?
Isn't there concern that there might be some chitin?
Today there's no concern that there's chitin, just that's how the minig began. So the minig began that way. So today we have a minig that even if we know, we don't need gebrocht. Look, I'm not telling you which one. I'm telling you there are two minhagim. A minig that holds its aser, they're not allowed to cook for you, and certainly you're not allowed to cook. A minig where they hold that it's where the Oisrim hold It's not really an issur. It's a minig. It's awesome. It's a minig. I wouldn't eat kebab because it's my minig. But not because I hold it. It's an ikar adin. In such a situation, not only are they allowed to cook for me, but I'm allowed to cook myself. That's what the dishes. What? If I'm by Sfaradim. Right. So they're cooking rice. So I wouldn't eat, I certainly wouldn't eat their rice. And I wouldn't eat food cooked in a ben yaimai of rice. And I mean, I also wouldn't use. But gebrots also, ben yaimai kli, I wouldn't use. Don't get me wrong. I'm only talking about keli ena ben yaimai. Yes, yes, the keli wasn't a keli, the osha was a keli ena ben yaimai. Cook your test, the cotton chaf, the marabach, it's a long marabach, and it's. But Eina Ben Yaima, this is only Eina Ben Yaima de Kakli. And, sorry, Kuf Yates of Kaz of Chaf. It's. It's very hard to point it out. It's a very long one. But the beginning of the line, the first word on the seventh or eighth line is Vahaiser Davar. So if I the first word ha'aser dava machmas minig avaisom name idosher then came asal amat alecha for listen nicker afakav shayi aser asma yochel lekachtek may atayrish mashgasi alayim kav kav biyochel ha'aser levash lechatchila bekel shamatu sheina bnei yaiman I bistam kelim. So that's the heter in that case. So kapanim, these are the basic rules. Let's learn sivzayin quickly. Kashem shistam kelim shalav kechavim eina bnei yaiman. Kastab kelim shalanu, becheska she'ena ben ayayman, zot pischei tshuva vav. Pischei tshuva vav, ayin verheitim kavdalu, vayin tshuvas be'er sheva, shekosav da'afagav shehishvu oisa ma'pleiskim le'inyin, she'en becheska she'ena ben ayayman. Even though Jews and Goyim are the same in the sense that the kelim on stam ayin ben ayayman, come on, k'mishchluk ben ayayman. Only if he's not here for us to ask him. So he says the reason that we always say stop kelim ben yaiman is because you don't ask. A Jew, you have to ask. The Taz says in Sefer Tumah you have to ask. No, you can't. You have to ask. Right, let me tell you a basic rule. Three Gedalei Apaiskim in the Hilchos Svek Sveika, the Behuda, the Kiveger, and the Sivis all say, when you have a Svek Sveika, if you can be Mevarer one Safik, but not both, you're not Mechuyiv. If you're still going to remain with the Safik, you take it out of Svek Sveika, we're not going to be Mechum. If you can ask a guy, you're still going to be left with a Safik, it's not a Dava Barer, and you're not Mechuyiv to be Mevarer things halfway. If you can mevara something legamri, you mevara svek sveka. If you still be left with questions, so there's no real chiyuv to be mevara. So you don't have to ask, because you're not going to know a vadois if you ask a guy. You only still won't know a vadois. You're going to have to be machmir, because you just have a suffix if you have a guy, you must see if you're his nema. And you don't have to go from one shaila to a different shaila.
By a Jew, that's
different. You can trust him. He'll tell you for sure. Then you'll know.
He doesn't know.
No, if you still don't have to be mevara. By a Jew, you don't have to be mevara one suffix. But a Jew, you ask him, you can possibly be mevara the whole thing. By a guy, you're going to throw yourself into a machlokes. If a guy is never mind. Okay, Mr. Shem Sivches next week.